Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report for Tuesday, August 13th, 2013, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Joining us again is Kristen Podolsky, production specialist with MPGA. And Kristen, here we are already the middle of August. How are the pulse crops coming along across the province right now?
Yeah, it's the middle of August, but you probably couldn't tell that by the temperatures that we've had. For soybeans, we're in the seed development stages from R5 to R6, and the dry beans, they're a bit further ahead, pretty well at mid to full seed, and we even see some fields starting to yellow. But the cool conditions have definitely slowed things down.
So what kind of impact do they have on the crop, and are there concerns about maturity as we head into fall?
I think it's too early to say whether we should be concerned about maturity or not, but the night temperatures, when they fall below about 10 degrees, which actually, if we look over the past 3 weeks, has happened on about 9 of those days, it can cause what we call chilling stress to the soybeans. And so this can slow the development, and it can also have an impact on yield, which will be sort of hard to predict, although it is good to note that it can be more harmful to seed development as compared to the pod development stage, which we pass through during those cold temperatures. So hopefully if the temperatures warm up like we're supposed to, the impact on yield should be minimal.
All right. On the disease front, producers scouting their fields might be noticing some things showing up?
Yes, in both soybeans and edible beans, we're having some diseases show up, and this is probably because of the cool, wet conditions. In soybeans, we're seeing a lot of bacterial blight, which growers can identify as brown spots with a yellow halo around it. And it has spread sort of rapidly with the cool and wet conditions. It enters often through leaf wounds, which can happen with the wind and the rain. And in edible beans, we're starting to see white mold develop. Conditions have been fairly ideal for it, although most growers did spray, one fungicide application during flowering. And some have talked about, or more so last week, about going in with a late application, but I do want to point out that there are some considerations that should be taken if we go with a late application.
For more information on those considerations, you can visit the Manitoba Pulse Growers website, manitobapulse.ca. This has been the Bean Report, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association.